Non secundum peccata nostra, quae fecimus nos, neque secundum iniquitates nostras retribuas nobis.
February 26, 2020. Joel 2:12-18. But now, declares Yahweh, come back to me with all your heart, fasting, weeping, mourning. Tear your hearts and not your clothes, and come back to Yahweh your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in faithful love, and he relents about inflicting disaster. Who knows if he will not come back, relent and leave a blessing behind him, a cereal offering and libation to the present to Yahweh your God? Blow the ram's horn in Zion, order a fast, proclaim a solemn assembly, call the people together, summon the community, assemble the elders, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Call the bridegroom from his bedroom and the bride from her bower. Let the priests, the ministers of Yahweh, stand weeping between portico and altar, saying, spare your people, Yahweh. Do not expose your heritage in the content to the sarcasm of the nations. Why give the people cause to say, where is their God? Then becoming jealous over his country, Yahweh took pity on his people. A holy time. This is how we can rightly call the Lent before Easter. It should prepare us for the great event of the feast of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Decree a holy Lenten fast, as the text of today is talking about. We all know that the 40 days of Lent are biblically connected with the 40 years in which the people of Israel wandered through the desert, and even more still with the 40 days of the Lord in the desert, which he spent fasting and praying and rejecting the attacks of the devil for us. So how we can respond to this holy time? First of all, the text speaks of an existential conversion, a conversion with all our heart, with fasting, weeping and lamenting. With this we have before us the whole turning away from false ways, the turning away from imperfect ways, the turning away from all that separates us from God. What is the task of fasting which is hardly ever practiced in our Catholic Church today? Here we are talking about the concrete physical fasting, which is also called as holy. Surely, it should be a fasting that is done in the right spirit, not just an exercise of self-control, as an ascetic training. We know about the prophetic criticism of a fast that does not produce the fruits that should be associated with fasting, and therefore can become fruitless in a spiritual sense. The conscious renunciation of the often abundant and self-evident food opens in us another dimension of the encounter with God, if we do it for the Lord's sake and with joy. It is a little like carrying a cross, which we accept for the sake of Jesus. The withdrawal of the natural joy of life, which easily combines with the well-being and enjoyment of the senses awakens in us more the desire for the spiritual world. This is why fasting is also connected with prayer. Our soul, which connects more with its spiritual or natural realm, concentrates then more easily to the supernatural realm when it is less burdened with the sensual things. In addition, there is the sacrifice of fasting, which invites us to share material goods that are set free with the poor. The act of sacrifice is taken to an even higher meaning. Fasting is then taken into service as a sacrifice of love and order, as for example in today's text, to ask for the Lord's attention to achieve reconciliation with the Lord. Let us think in this context of the sacrifice which our priests offer every day on the altars of the Church, namely our Lord Himself, to obtain the redemption of mankind. In this way, the Lord's sacrifice of love, His life for the fulfillment of the Father's will, and thus for the redemption of mankind, is brought to the highest meaning. God grants him the forgiveness of sins and delivers him from guilt. Something of this dimension is contained in every sacrifice when it is freely done. Take, for example, the evangelical counsels, poverty, chastity, and obedience, which also carry within them the act of sacrifice. They invite us to recognize even more the richness in God, to cultivate spiritual love, and to realize more attentively the will of God. The Holy Fast, which is a real sacrifice. By the way, the tradition in the Catholic Church knows, for example, the fasting with water and bread on Wednesday and Friday. So this Holy Fast can be used by the Lord in the fight against forces of evil. We remember the word in Matthew 17:21, this kind goes out only by fasting and prayer. Just as every true prayer that you offer to the Lord does not go unheard, but is accepted by the Lord as an act of love, so too the sacrifice of fasting is inserted into the plan of salvation. Thus, voluntary fasting for the Lord's sake becomes a powerful weapon of love, not only for the deepening of our own conversion, but also as an instrument in the Lord's hand to counteract the darkness in the world. A holy fast is therefore in itself a precious act, and moreover, God the Holy One lets a fruit grow out of it. Perhaps these thoughts will help us to discover the meaning of concrete fasting and to reintegrate holy fasting into our spiritual life in a meaningful way, according to the possibilities given to us. The Lord will know how to make it most fruitful.
The Tractus of today, that means the song which is traditionally sung before the Gospel in the liturgy, replacing the Alleluia in the Lent time, says, O Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins, nor do repay us according to our iniquities. Do not remember against us former iniquities. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and atone for our sins, for your name's sake.
Domine, ne me mineris, iniquitatum nostra. Thank you.
gloriam nominis tui, Domine, libera nos et propitia.